Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everyone.
What is up?
Are you guys sleeping this morning or what?
It's been a slow morning.
Yeah, that and I think my Wi-Fi is low-key laggy.
Oh, no. Well, I feel
like all of us are having technical difficulties lately. It might be us or it might be everything. I'm not sure. Let's blame it on technology.
Or the weather.
I don't know where you are, Chris, but it's nice and sunny out here.
Oh, it is overcast and rainy and cloudy out here up north.
Ooh, I want to go home. Well, guys, we never thought we'd get here, but we did. And I'm not talking about getting up this morning because apparently it took you guys a little bit of time to tell me hello back. But, you know, oh, God, there goes my brain. Anyway, I'm talking about finals. Lobos, we've made it. You know, the final stretch. I know y'all didn't want to hear about this word earlier, but tell me, Leah and Chris, how are you feeling about this?
This week, I'm lucky. I don't have any, like, assignments, so I've been trying to get a jump on my finals. But there's only, like, so much you can do, you know, to prepare yourself. So I'm just hoping this week I can give myself, like, a little, you know, break for the day on Thanksgiving and then kind of get myself into gear for the rest of the semester because we're almost done. We can see the finish line now. So
yes,
I have to keep that in mind.
That's so true. You, Chris?
I don't even want to talk about it. I can't always say that, I guess. But
No, you can't.
I'm terrifiedly optimistic, I guess.
Explain.
I don't know, like this semester is just something that I've never experienced before. I never want to experience it again, but given certain circumstances, we're going to be going through this next semester. Yeah. So I'm hoping that it's like kind of like a teaching moment and next semester won't be as bad. And I'm just glad that it's almost over and I can't wait. Couple more weeks. And
well, they came out with a vaccine, I guess a couple of vaccines. So we'll see what our future holds for us. Maybe 2021 will be the light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Hopefully.
But, yeah. I feel that though, Chris. Finals are very stressful. I have a final right now. Well, my class, I have a group final, a group presentation, final presentation, and then we have our own finals. And that final has two parts to it. And I think in total, it's like 15 pages of evaluation and critiquing evaluation and putting evaluation plans in place. And I'm just not looking forward to it. So I completely...
Go to master's school, they said.
Go to master's. Go get your master's. It'd be fun, they said.
Yeah, it'll be fun, they said.
Little do they know, I have more white hair and wrinkles and I've put on some weight because I... my feelings...
But, okay, me.
Finals are stressful. They can be very overwhelming. And studying for days at a time or writing that long paper that feels like eternity. I might be a bit dramatic, but lucky for us, we have Noah today who is joining us. He's Shaq's TAO coordinator, who's going to share all the tips and tricks and everything about TAO. And hopefully, you know, he can assist us in getting through this final season. Welcome, Noah.
Good morning, UNM. Thanks for having me, Tiffany and Chris and Leah.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. And thank you for taking time out of your day to share your expertise, you know, with TAO and about TAO. Leah, Chris, and I have some questions for you that we're hoping you can answer. I'll go first, but what is TAO? What does it stand for? What can you use it for?
So TAO stands for Therapy Assistance Online. It was created by Dr. Sherry Benton in Florida, where it was kind of similar like our clinic, where she saw a lot of students wanting services, but there just wasn't enough counselors to really service the entire student population. So she decided to create online modules to give in the interim for like, hey, if you have a problem, but we can't see you just yet, check out these modules and then maybe try them out and then bring them back to us. Well, proven to be so successful that this is actually now worldwide.
Wow.
So Tao is actually, I don't think it's in all 50 states, but it is in the majority of the country. I run UNM's chapter. Ever since I came on board 2.5 years ago, we started out with our own quote unquote beta phase, and we saw a massive number of other, can't speak this morning, just like you.
Welcome to this.
Right. A massive amount of students sign up there. I finally said it. And since then, it's just been continuing to grow and grow. We branched out to the branch campuses. And especially during right now, during the age of COVID, because it's an online platform, we think, you know, this is actually the best time for students everywhere to get online and use these products.
I'm assuming, Noah, that we have a big wait list or for services. What are our resource centers looking like right now?
So right now, since we are nearing the end of the semester and near the end of the semester, we get all the normal stressors like finals or possibly moving out or any other types of things that normally come in the winter. So right now, all the other resource centers are what we call at max capacity, meaning that they're not taking any more walk-ins, they're not taking any more clients to see. So everyone is going to be placed on a wait list. Now, what we've developed or what we come up with was we've created a Tao group specifically for the waitlist at the shack. So let's say, for example, you want to be seen and we go to the shack. We tell you, unfortunately, we're not taking any more clients until next semester. So in the meantime, instead of just having you on the waitlist and just waiting, we'll also give you these Tao modules to go over and see, you know, if something clicks, if something there's something that you like, and maybe when we do resume in the spring and we do finally get you in, you can come to the counselor and say, hey, I checked these out. Do you think maybe these can help, or how can I continue to use these? So we basically want you to have something to do while you wait.
So it's a self-help tool in a way.
Yes. All of it is a self-help tool. It is completely 100% online. And one of the most, actually, there's two important things about Tao. One is it's completely anonymous. So the campus-wide group is 100% anonymous. Every time you log in, it never records your name. Mm-hmm. It only records when you log on and do an item. And the item registers like how many times it's been done. It never associates a number, never associates a name.
So you're just seeing like the quantitative or the number value of how many people are using which module. That's all you see on your end.
Yes, that is all we see.
Okay. Only well, that's good because, I mean, a lot of students will not want to do things if it's going to come back to them. And I know Leah was looking specifically for something. Leah, what was it that you wanted to ask Noah?
Yeah, sorry, Tiff. I wanted to ask Noah, I was trying to get my words together before I ask, what are the modules exactly? Like, what is included in Tao?
So I'm glad you brought that up because I just had this question asked me yesterday from the Dean of Students Office asking, so is there a description for the modules? There actually is. And depending upon what description you want, let's go ahead and go with the pathways themselves. So there's 8 pathways, and they deal with stress and anxiety. They deal with letting go and being well, interpersonal relationship communication, leave your blues behind for depression, improving your mood for depression, and evaluating alcohol and drug use, substance abuse. So in each of these pathways, there's separate modules that you can go through. And the beautiful thing about that is you can do it in any order you want. You don't have to start at the beginning. You can start at the end. You can even stop the end in the middle and then go to the beginning and then finish the end in any order you want. There's no sequential order you have to finish these in.
And you don't have to do all of them either, right? Just do the one you want.
All of this, even though it's designed to help you out in any situation you want. And one of the other important things to know about Tao is this is just a triage. So think of it like a Band-Aid. It will only take care of the problem at the moment, but it is not a replacement for actual counseling. This is just a supplemental to go with the counseling.
Okay.
So that
being said, that's a good way to describe it.
Sorry.
So that being said, about how long are these modules? Because I don't know about you all, but like being on the computer, it's like draining. Like I get anxious even just like looking at my computer now after this semester.
Like who doesn't after this year?
Yeah.
Come on, who doesn't after this year? We're all stuck here for like at our computers 24/7. Well, I know I am. But to answer your question, Chris, the modules are, the individual modules are short. And when I say short, they can be 3 minutes, and the longest I've seen is 8 minutes. But if you want to complete the entire pathway, expect in one setting, expect like a good 20, 30 minutes. So that's why they give you the option of starting it whenever you want. You get the, basically the regular internet fatigue. You don't want to sit at your computer anymore. You can stop it. You can basically go away for an hour, even a day, and then restart it again. There's no actual time limit for you to start and stop any of these modules.
Okay, so just to clarify for our listeners, there are 8 pathways. Each pathway takes 20 to 30 minutes. But inside each pathway, you have little modules that you can just go check, and it's from 2 to 3 to 8 minutes. Am I correct? Okay.
And one of my favorite, well, this isn't exactly a module, but this is a supplemental. It's called the Mindfulness Library. And the Mindfulness Library we've actually seen is one of the more popular tools when Tao is used at UNM. What it contains is around 22 videos. And they're basically like mindfulness videos, meditation videos, self-help videos, anything to, if there's something you have that, let's say, hey, I'm super stressed out, let's try one of these videos to see how well I can calm down from it, or maybe there's something I can learn from it. It's one of my favorite options because all you're basically doing is you put on a video and you follow the instructions of relaxation breathing, of just listening to water. It can kind of be an ASMR quality depending upon if you turn it down or if you have your headphones. All it is just 2-3 minutes of chilling out. You can do it wherever you want. Even like right now, if you're stressed out the computer, let's say, hey, let's pop in one of those videos and then see where it goes.
Yeah, no, that was going to be my question. Because I want our listeners to know about the Mindfulness Library because I use it personally, even if it was just like in the office for 5 or 10 minutes, just like listening to one of those videos and like hearing the meditative quality of the sound, it really helped me throughout my day. So I'm really glad our listeners know about that now because the Mindfulness Library is awesome.
Good, good. That's actually good to hear. I'm actually very glad when we get feedback like that. One of the things that I will say that I don't get a lot is the actual feedback from the users themselves. Like we get feedback for the workshops, but nothing for the Tao modules. And that's something that I'll have to actually bring up with Florida, because they're the ones that actually run the individual models. They're the ones that create them. I just manage what they present to us, but there's really no way for actual feedback.
Well, so that brings a whole new research aspect to it. Not to bring in my nerdiness or whatnot, but you can do like focus groups with students and have them go through modules and then have them discuss it, or interviews with students, and then hopefully you can give our logo some free swag afterwards.
Those are all excellent ideas. And with this upcoming semester, where Chris earlier was saying that, you know, we don't really know what's happening for the spring, we don't really know what's happening for the summer, things may get worse before it gets better. And your ideas, Tiffany, are actually very excellent for what we could do for the campus mental health team, and especially for Tao, since literally everyone is taking classes by computer now in some way, shape, or form.
For sure. So I mean, and those ideas, it'll give students a break, you know. But Chris, you had a question, I think it was one of our last questions, about Tao and how you utilize it, or what was it that you had?
So I'm assuming, I don't know, maybe you could clarify this, Noah. Can you have it like running in the background, or like do you have to have the window open, or could I be like reading like my textbook or just like going through my classes and playing these modules kind of like you would like meditative music?
I see what you're saying. So like if you put on a module and just let it run and then you move to like a different web browser or a different page, will it still continue running? Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes, I wouldn't recommend it, but yes, it will do that.
That's okay. Nice, because I know Chris will be writing his paper, right, Chris? And like, you want music in the background.
Yeah, pretty much. I work better with noise around me, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, this is all really good information, and it kind of makes me want to go into the mindfulness library right now, or at least after this. But is there anything else, Noah, that you'd like to share with us today? Chris, Leah, any other questions you may have for Noah?
No, I think he covered it all.
Yeah, I think it's just really cool now that we know that you can kind of pop into Tao whenever you want. You don't have to finish anything. There's no deadline. It kind of takes away all the scary parts of online school because there's nothing you have to complete. It's just there if you need it, you know?
That's a great point. I didn't even think of that. One thing in our life that doesn't have a deadline.
Oh, one thing I would like to add, and I've been talking about this as if I'm talking about it from the computer, which it's mainly on. This is also available on your mobile devices, any Apple devices, any Android devices. It's easy to download the app. We have flyers that will give you QR codes that will download the app for you and actually take you to the registration page. We also have flyers of where you can find it on the Apple Store. And I think one of my Tao know-how videos for Mental Health Screening Day actually showed you where at the App Store you can find it by showing you which app it was. It was the picture of the lotus. So you can also download it for your mobile devices, and you can sync up your data from your phone or your mobile device onto your computer. So that way, if you start at your phone, pause it there, and then get onto your computer, you can pick up right where you left off.
And Lobos, if you're wondering where you can find these videos that Noah just talked about, it is on our Instagram. Leah put them, I think, as a post, maybe, IGTV, but they're on our Instagram at UNM_Shack. So please utilize that. Thank you again, Noah, for coming. Chris and Leah, with your awesome questions that you guys always have. I think it's time that we better get going since we went over a lot last week, and I don't want to upset our students. But thanks again, everyone. And thank you, Lobos, for taking the time to listen to us this week. We hope that your finals week is as stress-free as possible, but know that Shaq is here. We have Tao available for you. You can always contact us through our email, our social media, and we can try and help you as much as we have the ability to. But on that note, this is Honest Tea with Shaq HP. Bye, Lobos.
Bye, Lobos.
See you later.
Bye, UNM. Stay Lobos strong. We'll be right back.